Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, you know, when you're in your kitchen and you're using a utensil and then you switch it and go to something else, we all know that it's basic, sort of common knowledge that you don't cut a piece of raw chicken and then use that knife to cut produce. But did you know that kitchen utensils such as knives and graters can spread bacteria between different types of produce? This is a new study out of the University of Georgia, which says that contaminated different types of fruits and vegetables with bacteria such as Salmonella and E. coli can transfer to the other produce. Well, that obviously makes sense, but you don't typically think of these sorts of produce as having those. We all know you shouldn't cut chicken and then cut a tomato, but they're also finding that certain types of produce contaminated knives to different degrees. So if certain produce has a particular bacteria, it's going to contaminate a knife to a different degree. So, for example, items like tomatoes tend to have a higher contamination of the knives than when we cut strawberries. They don't have a specific answer to why. There's different levels in these different produce groups, but we do know that once a pathogen gets on the food, it's difficult to remove. So if you use brushes, peelers, graters, knives, what they're basically saying and what people don't realize is that you must clean those products before you use them on something else. Now, this is something I just actually learned today because I wouldn't have necessarily, I don't wash my knives in between cutting a tomato and cutting an onion. I don't. I wash the produce. And sometimes if the knife gets all icky while I'm cooking, I'll rinse it off. But now I think I might think a little bit different because I cut lettuce and then I cut onions and then I cut a tomato, then I go right to the peppers, and I could be really transporting this bacteria. Now, I don't want to become overzealous. None of us wants to become overzealous when it comes to keeping things clean and sanitized. And we know we've got this sanitization paradox in this country. Well, really all over the world, that we're so concerned with sanitizing everything and keeping everything clean that we ruin that good gut bacteria, that good gut flora. And so our immune systems don't know how to fight really as well as maybe they used to. And we're seeing more autoimmune diseases like lupus and Crohn's disease and MS. However, there are certain things that are common sense. If somebody has a cold and flu, you don't shake their hand. And if you do, then you wash your hands, you wash. And if you're cutting if you're cutting fruits and vegetables or meats and fishes with a knife, then you wash it afterwards. And this certainly is common sense. And I don't think this is the over-sanitization of anything. If you're somebody who walks around with a mask over your mouth, or you carry sanitizer with you and wash down your hands every 10 seconds, which, by the way, you don't want to use sanitizer and receipts. Remember, we learned about BPAs and sanitizer and how it can double the effect and make the absorption into your skin with those BPAs very, very, very much more rapid. So you don't want to grab those counter receipts and then wash your hands with sanitizer, because that's a bad deal. But also, carrying sanitizer is good common sense in this cold and flu season. So I know it's confusing, listeners. I know there's a lot of confusing messages, mixed messages that you're getting. But in this particular study about kitchen utensils spreading bacteria between produce, then I think that's just common sense. So now we're learning we're going to rinse the knives. We're going to clean them off before we switch. Make sure to wash your produce, even if it's like a grapefruit or a banana, because once you cut into it, it could come from the peel, could even just go into the product itself. So that's the type of good information we're giving right here on Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show on Radio MD.